Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm trying.
How you doing, dude? It's been a while. It has been a while.
I'm freezing.
Yeah.
Can't open my mouth.
It is cold down here in this basement.
It's chilly in general.
It is cold in general as well. Yeah, you were just telling me before we got on, you learned a cool new move at work.
Oh, yeah, dude. Found out I can get in the lunch line with the kids at the schools.
He was like, oh, dude, I found out that I can get lunch at school. And I was like, why wouldn't you be able to? And he was like, well, I just didn't know.
Oh, like, why would, I don't see any
And you
other...
make it sound like there was, like, a special lunch for, like, teachers and staff. And then, how do you get your lunch?
You just stand in line with the kids. So
you don't even get to go to the front.
You can.
Really?
The principal was like, if you want, you can just cut ahead of them. And I was like, God damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Tech Tony coming through, need my fucking tater tots.
I need 3 cheese bigs, please.
They're like, damn,
dude. Is it pizza day?
Yeah, he took the last slice, that fucking idiot.
No, I was like,
I'm going to go break a Google Chromebook.
The one fucking teacher was like, oh, I always just like chill in the lunchroom, like on the fucking stage and wait till the line's done.
Oh, and then just go get the scraps.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, is that a cold hamburger? I'll take one. And I think all Akron kids get free lunch and breakfast.
What the fuck?
And so
didn't we have to pay for that shit at Talmadge? Who? Us, the taxpayers?
Adults.
Oh.
They're like, that'll be $2.75. I'm like, what?
I work here. They're like,
so
right.
So all I have is my credit card. They go, do you think we have credit card machines
here?
Yeah,
you want to Venmo us too, asshole?
Yeah. Oh, you have Bitcoin.
Ah, yeah, we can trade that right in. One Bitcoin
per
cheeseburger.
Ethereum, if you want to trade Ethereum.
Okay.
Ethereum dollars.
So other than finding out that you can eat school cafeteria lunch, how else has life been?
About as good as a cafeteria lunch can be.
Ah, all right, fair enough. What have you been up to? Anything cool?
No.
I started playing Spider-Man.
Oh, into fucking webs we go.
Yeah, it's fucking dope, dude.
Is it cool?
It's a blast.
Like, is it like your Spider-Man?
It's imagine Arkham City with a Spider-Man skin.
I told you that.
No, I think I made that up on my own.
Horse shit.
That's what you do to me. See, that's what you do to me.
A very common thing. That's like saying like, oh, wow, Daniel Craig, he really looks like a real 007.
That's a really bad metaphor.
Nope.
Or
because someone who hasn't seen it
simile.
And they said that, I think they're lying.
Okay. But yeah, it's very akin to that. Very smash button, dodge and shit like that. But it's cool. I dig it so far.
Cool, dude.
I haven't even really been doing any story. I'm just going around finding my old backpacks because there's backpacks across the whole city. And that's like an achievement to get
you
them all.
Forgetful fuck.
Yeah. I know. He's like, oh, my old backpack. And it's like a drawing of Spider-Man from a kid that he got. Like that day when, like, he has 55 backpacks across the city. This dude, I don't know how he's not in debt.
I was going to say, that's a lot of backpacks.
It's a lot of money. And then there's, like, this other mode where you have to take pictures of landmarks, like the Brooklyn Bridge, like, fucking, like, Central Park, like, actual shit that exists in New York City.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, 55 of those. So I've been doing that. Just photography, getting my old backpack, just cleaning up, you know?
No bad guys are around?
Yeah, there's crimes that pop up. You know how, like, Batman was? It'd be, like, a red area would come near you and you'd go to it. Yeah, you do that shit, too. But, like, everything costs backpacks, like, tokens or fucking landmark tokens or crime tokens. So I have to get those in order to upgrade my character. So I was like, well, before I start playing the actual story, why not upgrade as much as I can and then go into it?
Yeah, and then just fucking walk through all the bosses.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Well, I'm also playing on Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly Spider-Man.
Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
No, Friendly Neighborhood's easy. This is
wow.
Friendly's easy, and then there's amazing, and then spectacular.
Was that a thing, Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yeah, that was one of them. Yeah, there's a Spectacular Superior Spider-Man when Dr. Octopus got into the fucking brain of Peter Parker. Mm. He downloaded his consciousness into him or whatever.
What about Stupendous?
No.
Stupid?
No. Scarlet Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah, that was... I don't know if that... Yeah, that was a comic. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he in this one?
Well, there's Amazing, Spectacular, Superior. I don't know. I can't... There's a bunch. Ultimate.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Spider-Man.
I think you play as like a black and white...
You
like,
can, yeah. Like, so you get like different suits and shit that have perks. So like this one, they can't call for backup like if you use it. The Noir.
Ooh.
The other one, you're special for like your takedowns because it's like triangle, circle at the same time and it... immediately takes down an enemy. Hence takedown. Sorry, I explained that. Oh, what waste of time.
Right, right.
If only we edited this, it'd be so much tighter.
No, you don't like edited podcasts.
Well, the Nine Club that I listen to, that skateboarding podcast, they do like 5 hours and edit it down to like two.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's insane. The Jamie Thomas one,
cuts?
The Jamie Thomas one was like 3.5 hours. Yeah, it's like, ha-ha. Anyways, so.
entertaining.
Yeah, like it definitely, there are some hard cuts, but they also do video.
Yeah.
So that whole entire podcast you can watch on YouTube for free, but like I couldn't imagine watching those cuts. I've never seen one.
I've never. A lot of the podcasts I watch are videotaped, and I'm like,
why would you want to? Yeah, like why not listen to the podcast and play something that you don't need to like be paying attention to?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm going to devote my eyes. Yeah, I'm going to devote my eyes and ears.
It's like, oh, I know there's a lot of content out there, but I'll watch a podcast. Yeah. That sounds so awful.
That's like listening to music but playing the YouTube videos of every song.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. It's like, oh, I got it clean, but I really want to watch this too.
Ugh, that's strange. Yeah, it's a strange mix.
Anyway, so yeah, so the bone suit, the one with the white big spider, yep. And he has like the bone knuckles and shit like that. That's the one where your special just keeps on filling. And like, it's weird, when your special bar fills, you can heal yourself or you can use a special. It's kind of neat.
That's good.
The graphics on it are not bad, not good though, you know? Like, for how far, like, I'm playing Destiny a lot, obviously, still.
Sure.
And the graphics on that are like insane. And right. This is cartoony-ish.
They're pretty good.
Cartoony-ish. I've been reading up on Diablo, by the way, because like it, I know I would hate playing the game, but I guarantee I would love the lore.
Oh,
and it is tight.
It's the most evil lore ever. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Like, when I read up on the fucking Doom lore, I was like, this is fucking sick. I bought great. Doom Eternal, and that's not even out yet.
Yeah.
I might not even like it.
I watched a huge, like, retrospective, like, you know, what happened to Fear, the game franchise. Have you ever played Fear?
Oh, there's like three of them, right?
Yeah, I think so. They had like two or three, and like it's like first-person shooter.
First, but it's a horror game.
It's a horror.
Little girls on the front with like a white, like, and, like, yeah.
You can slow down time and fucking like,
yeah,
all the time.
Oh, kind of like super hot, super hot.
It's sick because you have a fucking like a spike gun.
Yeah,
and it just tags people to walls. So you go slow, like slide down under them, shoot up, and they just land on like the top.
Jesus, that sounds tight as hell.
And you could put another one. Yeah, like it's a very gory game.
Did it come
out
for 360 first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
like
they bundled them for Xbox One, right?
Yeah. If you can find Fears, you'd probably really enjoy Fear.
I probably would.
It is a really, really like
not super survival, but a little bit.
Not even a lot of survival.
Okay.
It's
not
like here's all the ammo.
Gun.
Here's all the ammo. More so, like, do you want to trip out for 5 minutes during this sequence in hell, and then go back to shooting?
That's
like
sick.
That's Fear.
All right, man. I'm in.
Yeah, dude.
I just bought it.
All right.
Oh my god, I love
it. My Echo bought it for me.
Yeah, he's in playing Destiny right now. Level me up. The level cap happened.
Did it?
So it's 700 now.
So I'll be able to get to 650 just by, you know, farting in there.
What level are you at right now?
Like 630.
Okay, so Drifter is bumping everyone to 640 with everything that you... There's like 5 bounties you can get off them that all provide 640 for sure weapons.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's sick. And the new Gambit Prime is fucking insane.
I heard about
so
the armor,
hard.
The armor sets.
It is so hard.
And there's 3 tiers, right?
There's 4 different armors.
Yeah, 4 armors, but 3 tiers of that Prime... You get to.
Okay, so no, that's the Reckoning.
Ah.
So Gambit Prime, you get these little like tags. Do you remember the Dawning when you had to make the fucking cookies?
Yeah.
And you would like have to like go to the oven and select which cookie you wanted, then you would do that?
Yeah.
So you got a green, a white, a red, and a yellow, and they all represent the different classes of armor you can get. Invader, yeah. Collector, Sentry, and fuck, there's another one.
I was like, Invader!
Duh, you idiot! You know, I just said
that!
Invader, Sentry, fuck me. Well, there's one, it's a green, and that's the one that I'm going for, and I can't even remember what the fuck
oh,
it's
cool,
called.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you
you're
get
into
a lot
it.
Of them.
Wow.
That's why I went for that one. Because then, all right, so then you get these chips, you put them in this thing. Then you go to the Reckoning,
mm-hmm.
which is basically like...
super fast?
It's like 6 minutes long, and you have to kill 100%
it's
of enemies.
One round.
Well, no, okay, so the Reckoning isn't Gambit at all.
Yeah, dude.
It's not Gambit.
But it's like
it's the layer of the Nine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like his thing. Like
no, they're trying to prove him as a bad person.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So that's like what the whole like shit, like when you go to talk to him and stuff like that, and then someone else gives you a note, they're like, I don't know you, I respect what you do, but this Drifter's fucked up and we're gonna prove it to the Vanguard and to somebody else, and then you're gonna have to pick Ikora or fucking Zavala. And they're gonna start factions. But yeah, dude, I'm at level 651. Grinding out for about a solid 2 hours.
To get 1 point.
Oh, well, yeah, because like you're at 650, so when you get 653 armor, it doesn't do jack shit for your level. You have to get at least 2 things to go up one.
Wow.
It's crazy. But I haven't done any weeklies and stuff. But, it, dude, it's dope. I think you'd enjoy it. The new Gambit round, though, is one. The Gambit Prime is one match. But it's fucked up. Like, you, like they can send two blockers over, and they suck motes out of your thing.
Yeah.
And then you can all, and like, you have to get to 100, not 75 motes deposited. Wow. And you get four invades. So each 25, you get an invade. And then the Prime Evil at the end is immune until you kill three envoys. And then it only lasts for 30 seconds, and it becomes immune. And you have to kill three envoys. It's like a raid.
God damn.
But there's this thing that shows up that Bob and I found out, and it's a blue circle, and you do like four times damage, but no one really knows about that yet. So we just like melted our Prime Evil in like fucking two rounds that killed the envoy thing. It was Whoa. Sick, dude. It's tight. It's hard as fuck. But
that sounds kind of like a pain in the dick.
Yeah, and then you get stuff to go to the Reckoning where you just fight a ton of Taken, and you get 6 minutes to kill them. Your percentage goes down if you're not killing. So you have to get to 100%, which I have no idea how many enemies, and they're stupid hard enemies. Then you fight a boss for 2 minutes. So it's kind of like the Blind Well meets fucking...
Forge?
Yeah, the Forge. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You get like a boss like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that was Gambit, or Destiny Hour. Sorry about that. That was only like 4 minutes of Destiny. That's a lot. Sorry. I apologize. Anyways, still, you really... have you seen any cool news or anything like that? Do you want to talk Diablo more?
40-car pileup on Route 8 today.
Wow. What? Yeah. When?
Now. Route 8 North is closed.
Were you on your way home?
Nope. I don't take the highway, and I go down Market.
I'm nowhere
so
near
8. The opposite way, and not on a highway.
You know Route 8 is nowhere near us, right? You dumb, dumb idiot. Okay, right on. So you just read about that on the actual news?
On the actual news.
Cool.
I mean, Diablo, there's no real news other than I started doing Endgame, and Endgame is just, it's just Blizzard's answer to their players is, we'll give you an impossible task for the next few years. Have fun. See ya. Yeah. And just go away. And do seasonal stuff and do different rounds, but there's so many fucking modes to do.
That honestly sounds a lot like how Destiny
it's
is.
It's such a pain in the ass.
It's like, here's your raid, and you can also do all this crap.
Like, I'm on Rift 1, and then there's Greater Rifts, and once I get Greater Rifts, then there's 13 tiers of hell that I can go through. Each one exponentially increases the fucking hit points of the fucking enemies by, like, times 900. I'm like, holy dog shit. So you...
How far have you gotten?
I haven't even got a Greater Rift yet. I just did rifts for like fucking 5 hours and got like sick gear, leveled myself up like once every rift, which is dope. It's cool. I mean, it's the same concept. It's the same thing.
As Destiny.
Yeah. These infinite models of like these video game models that are just these infinite fucking vexes of time.
Yeah.
They're like, do you enjoy doing nothing but grinding the game to its fucking completion? There is no completion.
That's what fucking kind of blows my mind, because like I started playing Spider-Man, I was like, hell yeah, dude, this is nice, not playing Destiny, because that's all I've played for the past, I don't know what, 2 months. Maybe I hit NHL up for like a second, having got past the practice mode.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, I played 2 rounds of.
Yeah.
It was so refreshing to play a new game with different gameplay style and shit like that, and be Spider-Man. I was like, this is so tight. Yeah, fighting Kingpin.
Superhero.
Seeing Doc Ock and shit. Aunt May's there.
Flying by him to get a backpack.
You know. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'll deal with you later. Criminal.
Hang on, guys.
I've left my books here. Anyways, and then to come to this and like see the new power level, and it's a brand new season, and I'm just like, damn, like I got to a point where there was stuff I could do in Destiny still, and I was doing.
Yeah.
But I could have left the game alone and played Spider-Man.
Yep.
But instead, I just, like, kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and now it's a new thing, and I'm like, fuck, this feels daunting.
It's a lot.
Because, like, a level 700 shit, and I'm like, damn, dude, like, all my sick armor and stuff, I have to grind so hard just to get fucking cores to bump it up when I get 700 level shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're really asking a lot of you as a man to continue your pilgrimage.
But I mean, like, if you think about it, it's like, dude, like, it's like, all right, after your job, you go home and you play Destiny for 8 hours a night, you might get, like, pretty far in it.
Yeah.
Every night. And then on the weekends, grind out all day long.
Yep. 14 hours.
God. Like, that sounds awful. Like, and the shit's fun, but at the same time, like, whew.
I can't imagine a pro level gamer what they actually endure.
Yeah, I was
for
reading,
one franchise.
I'm reading articles about dudes that like test video games and shit, and like they have to get deep into them. So the guy that plays Destiny, every time the season comes out, like he plays for like 48 hours straight. So he can understand everything, because then he has to write about it as soon as possible before anyone else does.
Fuck.
It's fucking nuts, dude. It's like,
I don't think I want
to
be.
It's his job to get paid to play video games and write about it. So,
but I don't think in a fun way.
There has to be times when he's like, I want to watch a movie.
When he's like,
see the outside.
Well, let's see what happens if I do this 100 times.
Yeah.
Ah, no glitches. Great.
All right. And we're good.
Now I'll try it with rocket launchers.
Oh, the grind.
Yay. I don't think I'd like being a game tester because it'd ruin a game. And I also don't think that I would like to be a professional gamer, because if I was like, if someone was like, dude, you're so good at fucking Anthem that we're going to make you a pro Anthem player. Here's 90 grand a year. Don't get your head up from the fucking screen.
Yeah, I don't
But know. I have to take a poo.
Oh, install a toilet.
Well, you better build a toilet fucking game system.
I just read this awesome thing that it says that One Punch Man Season 2
Fuck yeah.
has been announced. That One Punch Man Season 2 will premiere on April 9th, the same day the series begins in Japan, exclusively on
Netflix.
Hulu.
Oh, wait, why? It's on Netflix right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but just for like the one, I mean like the first season, it's going to premiere on April 9th. So I think it's going to be like a weekly on Hulu.
April 9th, huh?
Yeah, so we get more One Punch Man. That's sick. That's good news. I didn't have any Damn. News. I'm glad I read that.
That's a very
And we got
good
Hulu,
thing.
Dog.
Nux, dude. Yeah, what about, I don't think I'm going to...
Future Man Season 3, the second one just came out, bro.
It's awesome.
It's not going to happen for
no,
a minute.
No, I was saying Game of Thrones. Did you see the trailer?
No, well, how, did you?
Just came out.
Just now?
Today.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
And?
It's like... it tears you up a bit. You're like, dude, it's fucking, it's all coming together, bro.
Well, yeah, it's
dude,
the last
there's a
episode.
Fucked up fan theory. You want to hear it?
What, I'm sorry, what?
A fucked up fan theory.
Oh, okay, you're like a fucked up fan. Your
about Peter Baelish, Littlefinger.
Okay.
Remember, he got his throat slit by Arya.
Yeah.
Okay. The fan theory is that he didn't.
Why? What a bad theory.
So. There's an episode where he can be seen giving a coin to like a mysterious blonde-haired lady.
Sure.
And you don't really know what that is. It has no context.
Okay.
And so people think that he paid her a faceless coin
because mm-hmm.
she wasn't actually a woman. She was just a faceless.
The faceless assassin.
To be him for a period of time and assume his identity. And that would mean that he could still be in the universe. Pulling strings.
Oh, dang.
Master of Puppets, I'm pulling strings.
Because there was a scene when Bran, he's talking to Bran and talking shit to Bran, and Bran's just like, chaos is a ladder, and that's all he says. And then fucking Littlefinger's like, motherfucker, no. Dude, what? How's he know that? Like, he can obviously see things that are about to be. Like, I need to do something. He wouldn't have just like.
What does chaos is a ladder mean?
It's a speech that he gave to Baelish.
Okay.
Peter Baelish. No, fucking, what's his name? The bald...
Littlefinger. Oh, but yeah, the guy with no nuts.
Yeah, Varys.
Yeah, Varys.
It's a speech he gave privately to Varys about, like, oh, if this person dies and this person dies, I cherish this chaos. Like, it helps me.
Did we see that conversation?
Totally did. It was like in like season two or three, though.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That's like, Chaos's Ladder is like a huge callback.
Okay.
And Bran was just like, Chaos's Ladder, bro. Drop that mic. And Baelish was like, how could they know?
It sounded like he was about to blow him. I'm like, he's a little kid, dude. Gross.
Dude, now he's the fucking three-eyed raven, bro. He's
now he is,
elder.
Yeah. Spoilers. So, you like the trailer?
Sick as fuck, dude. Dragons. Everyone's in it.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Showed some fucked up shit. Tyrion looks worried in one scene. Cersei looks super worried in one scene.
Did you watch
the
breakdown?
No.
Okay.
It's just like a shot of like everyone's face, so that's all I can explain.
Okay.
You know, Jon looks serious. Daenerys looks like focused. That's about it.
That's cool.
If you like Game of Thrones, you should totally watch new Game of Thrones.
EA knows Anthem is bricking PS4 consoles.
Yeah, it literally is. EA's well aware that it's killing your fucking machines.
Wait, like legit, like it's breaking them?
Well, it's something that it fucks the hardware or the motherboard up or something from, I don't know what from. I just read those title headlines and I was just like, of course it does.
Whoa.
Well, I told you Did I tell you the one time I was playing the demo that I did play it? It froze my PS4 and had to reconfigure my hard drive.
No.
Which was never had to be done before. I didn't know you could.
Whoa.
It like defragged my hard drive and then reconstituted it. Like it was weird. It was like a whole fucked up 10 minute load.
Do you think someone's trying to sabotage EA? Like they built in a virus that kills PlayStations.
BioWare.
Oh. We hate you for this.
BioWare's like, we should have had a good Mass Effect.
Now this.
Look what you made us make.
Everyone hates it too.
We made Frankenstein. We don't like it.
Yeah, honestly. Isn't that the most underperforming?
Well, yeah, it's their lowest rated game of all time.
Lowest
that they've
rated?
Related. That they've like built, BioWare. Mm-hmm. That's their lowest game of all time.
Andromeda was the second.
Yeah.
So that was the lowest for until Anthem, their new game.
Yeah, the 4-year fucking like
the Destiny
super
killing
build. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that people are gonna play for the next fucking 15 years of their lives. Uh-huh. They just keep having to buy PlayStation 4s.
Yeah,
though.
They just gotta stock up on PS4s.
I just switched to Xbox so I could play Anthem.
I just really enjoy not bricking my system.
God, that's wild.
God, for an underwhelming performance too.
Yeah,
it's not like you're bricking your PS4 for like a new Half-Life.
Or Destiny 2.
Or Destiny 3.
You know?
Oh, don't say that. They're going to give up on you.
So much work to be done in Destiny 2.
They're going to give up on you.
So much I haven't seen. All right, we don't have any Genre 5. And do you have any more news?
No.
Okay. Let's hop into
a fuck ton of movies.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to get into weekly recommendations and reductions. I only have like 4.
Wow.
I've been playing a lot of Destiny, sir.
All right.
Well, I literally grinded out on Gambit for like 5 nights straight. That's all I did.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you can go first.
I watched Umbrella Academy.
Oh, that's on my list. We'll just cross that one off right now,
bingo.
Too.
Bingo.
I also saw Umbrella Academy. How did you feel?
I loved it. Dude.
So did I.
There's one scene where everyone's sad in their rooms.
The dance.
He puts on fucking Tiffany.
Yep. That's one of the coolest shots ever.
I've been playing a lot of Tiffany, just saying.
Since then?
Yep.
Fucking follower.
Children behave. That's what they say. We work together.
You know it.
I'm pretty well, dude. I checked out her discography. She sucks ass, dude.
Yeah.
That song is a milestone.
Wow. Oh, so you don't listen to a lot of Tiffany.
No,
just
that
song.
No, I listened to that song probably like being realistic, being on the real with you.
100 times.
5 times after I saw the episode.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. That part's sick,
it's
though.
Super fucking,
and
like,
when they pan out and they show the whole house.
Yeah.
I was
damn,
it's
like
this
a dollhouse. Yeah.
Yeah, this is sick as hell. It's like the fucking front of it was cut off. I absolutely love the show. Who's
fantastic.
Your favorite character?
Probably the fucking...
The drug addict?
Yeah, the drug addict. Because he's my favorite. He's from Misfits.
Oh, really?
A British show about superheroes.
Yeah.
And he has a very similar, like, kind of fucked up power.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of a fuck up and a druggie in that, too. So, like, he just does sort of that, like, pathetic hero.
In the comic, they call him something sick, like Ritual or, like, Coffin or something like
Ooh.
That. Yeah, it
That's
has to
dope.
Do with death. I can't remember. Fuck, man. I remember telling Josie, I was like, oh, it's sick. But I stopped reading the comic because it spoiled so much shit. I've, like, only watched the first 2 episodes, and I was like, I'll read the comic. It's probably... No, I've seen all of it.
Okay.
But I started reading the comic after I watched the first 2, and it was like... Bam, 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 yeah. bam. I was like, well, Jesus. I knew what was going to, like, the symphony at the end. That's in the fucking first panel.
Wow.
And it's not how they did it, but it's still dope. The show's awesome. 5's one of my favorites. I love 5.
5's amazing.
The kid
and,
one.
And Coco and...
Yeah, Netflix put the two people on the front of the fucking thing.
They did.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a really... I don't know. That's a very clever bit of occult sort of conspiracy lore.
You know who wrote that?
Yeah, Gerard Way.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It's very good for him.
Mm-hmm. The comic is nowhere near as good as that show. Just saying.
Bingo.
Which usually doesn't happen.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm only like a little bit into it, but it's like the drawing isn't really my style.
Yeah.
Very, like when stuff's far away, there's not any detail at all. And when unless stuff's like really super close, then there's a lot of detail. But it looks very little kiddish. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just not my style.
I get it.
But and I also haven't read the whole thing, so who knows? Maybe the comic's way better. Go ahead.
What's the guy's name? Coco is her name.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, fuck. He has a cool name. It's
Burner.
No, it's something weird like Frost or Basil or something
Basil.
Like that. Basil. Yeah.
Is it Basil?
Could be a spice.
Hazel?
Hazel.
Is it
That's
Hazel?
His name, yeah.
Okay, see, Hazel. Yeah, I'm good. You're bad.
I think so. he plays a fucking really good serial killer on this fucking other show, and I like him as an actor. He's really got a cool voice. Like, his inflections are cool.
Yeah, he was a good actor. Yeah, his little arc was neat, too. I really enjoyed that.
I love that they're fucking G-men that use briefcases as time machines, because that's a huge bit of lore that
Hazel.
I was into back in the day.
Yeah, you do like G-men.
Yeah.
Klaus, that's what the drug addict's name was.
Klaus, that's a cool name.
Yeah, that is a cool name. In the comic book, it starts off with them, instead of the bank scene
yeah.
that they show the little kids, they're fighting on the Eiffel Tower because it's a spaceship.
Right.
And like that's how like the show starts off with, like, on this day, this alien subatomic elbowed this guy at this match and 47 babies were born.
Wow.
Like, that's how it like begins. So yeah. like there's obviously aliens and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they kind of allude to that with the dad. Did you catch that part? He's like watching rockets leave a world.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a super short scene, but he's like an alien.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, spoilers for that. But I mean, they don't really address it in the show. You don't miss anything, or that's not like, oh, it's ruined. Because that, I don't even think you caught it.
It had like flares of Heroes, it felt like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it was really
like
shot.
That, like, feel of Heroes was in it.
Yeah, like, yeah, the epicness, and like you wanted to see what was going on, because Heroes was like, holy fucking shit.
And even sort of the fucking idea of like time. It yeah. sort of changes the story.
Yeah, that is neat. Yeah. I really dug it. I give it like a fucking 9.
Yeah, it's fantastic. 9.
Yeah, and all the acting is really good too. The dude that plays Space Boy, the monkey man.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Fuck. I don't really dig him that much.
No, he's kind of dry.
Very dry,
he's
yeah.
dry even because of his contemporaries. Like, the other people around him are better.
Way yeah. good. It's
Diego
crazy.
Diego gets super, like, I get into Diego a lot more.
I bet you do.
All right. I just want his knives in me.
Yeah. Ooh, one knife in particular.
No, like the stuff with him and his mom.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot yeah. of heart in that show. Like, that show's super well done. I feel like it's paced well, and it was only 10 episodes. Thank fucking God.
It's dope.
You get through it quick. What else you see?
I also watched Can't Hardly Wait. Actually bought that on DVD because that's a classic.
Okay, you like that movie.
It's funny. It's shit.
Is that the one with Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth
when
Green.
They, like, they thought, like, did he pre-cum or did he just get fucking, like...
The girl...
Didn't
oh,
he
God.
Pre-cum and then he's, like, blow-drying his pants and she walks in on him in the bathroom?
No, someone... He spills something on himself when he's getting ready, like, lubing up. He goes to the bathroom to, like, get condoms and get stretched out.
And he's spray like, lube on himself?
He's like, maybe I should double bag it. I don't know where this girl been.
Yeah.
And, like, he just starts dancing and, like, spills, like, lube all over his crotch.
Oh, okay,
and so
that's
why the girl catches him, like, blow-drying it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one dude, Mike Dexter, the fucking prep dude. Like, it's got funny fucking characters in it.
Maybe you should
watch it again.
Dude.
You should. Right. Borrow it from someone.
What do you give it? What do you mean someone? You have it.
Like,
what?
Eight. Like, it's a good, it's
I can't
classic.
Give, I can't give up the copy. We watch it every night before bed.
It's my bedtime story.
I get it, dude. I did that with Wedding
the
Crashers.
The classic. I mean, it has its obvious cheese, but then again, like, Melissa every
Joan
movie
Hart?
From the 90s. Huh? No. What?
Isn't there a
no,
three?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's it. I knew there was a
three namer.
Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah. Who's she?
Did she play Sabrina the Teenage
That's
Witch?
What I thought. Yeah, she's Clarissa.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
I could be way wrong.
I'm not into the same stuff you were back then. I was into Can't Hardly Wait and like other other rated R movies.
Okay. Is that rated R?
Yeah. All kinds of stuff in it. If it's not, I feel like it should be.
yeah, that's Sabrina.
What else you see?
Well, you keep going. You got a lot.
All right. I also watched Jennifer's Body.
Yeah, how'd you...
I love Jennifer's
Dude,
Body.
Dude, it's so good, right?
Yeah.
I keep telling Josie that. She's like, I think it's shitty and you have bad taste. I'm like, thank you.
It's funny. It's written by Diablo Cody, the lady who did Juno.
Yes.
But it doesn't...
It doesn't feel like
hand
Juno.
Feed you as much of the sarcasm that's not, like, inherent in people that age.
Yeah.
As heavily as Juno. Juno is just, like, the most clever-sounding humans. And
yeah.
I'm like, these people are 16.
Well, does it kind of remind you of like Clerks? Like how you like you see those people like talking, you're like, no one.
Yeah, you're like, no one
words.
Has these
Randall
kinds of...
Randall could never spell that word.
No. And the consensus to my aforementioned point is, you're yeah. like, no, bullshit.
Yeah,
nobody speaks like it. They're literally convenient
and
workers.
Kevin Smith says, like, he's like, yeah, I wrote like an asshole. Because Stephen King even said that.
Smart, yeah.
He was like, I wrote ostentatiously. It's like, okay, whoa. You just did it again, Steve.
Yeah.
God
take
damn
it, easy.
It.
Austin who?
Yeah. Wait. Austin Powers.
I'm threatened.
Spy who shagged me. I know
Austin
it.
Austin Powers. Jennifer's Body is great.
Yeah, I like
it's
it a
like
lot.
Underrated. Yeah, it's a fucking cool movie.
I think it's very underrated.
There's a dope shot in a football field where it just like it clicks to the football field and then it starts playing like a pretty dope, like most metal tracks in films I think suck. But yeah. It felt like it was a good death metal band because they played like a hard track and it just the camera flew through the fucking football field and like stopped on this fucking
was
football
it fucking
player's face.
Dig by Mudvayne.
No, see, like I said, like it was like,
dude, that song's sick. Fuck you. You probably dig that song too.
Sing it.
Dig.
Oh, I thought of a different song when you were doing that. I was like, you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. That's System of a Down. Yeah. Chop Suey. Can't Hardly Wait with PG-13, you wrong idiot. Anyways, continue. Jennifer's Body. That's an R-rated comedy.
That's a rated R.
Yeah.
There's tits in it.
Yeah, I know.
There's like three pairs of tits.
Yeah, that's why it was rated R.
There's like six titties in there.
all of them. If you got, separate them.
Each titty has their own
credit. One titty. Yeah. Left, right.
I also watched Romeo.
What'd you give fucking...
Oh, 8.
8. Wait, why are you watching all these fucking chick flicks? Romeo and Michelle?
Dude, I don't think Jennifer's Body is a chick flick in any way. What
Romy
is Romeo
and Michelle? My bad. I'm just saying, like people...
Oh, films with females in them?
No, but people kind of associate that movie with being like a shitty, like, fucking, like...
It's
horror
but
slash.
It's like Heather's more than it is.
It's no. That's what I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm saying a lot of people put in that category.
They're
calm
stupid.
The fuck down.
You know what? They don't know their categories because they've never seen it.
But anyway, but you're coming off the heels of Can't Hardly Wait, which is I guess like it's kind of
a rom com. That is
rom com. Okay, we'll go with that.
It's like American Pie.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Even the like waiting.
Yeah. It's slappy, but it's also like
I guess
love.
It's just since it's at a party, I just think of like high school love interest and shit like that. Waiting's
overarching
like
theme.
Waiting's like I hate my life and I can't believe I'm at this dead end job, but we're also gonna get into a relationship at some point. Anyways, and then you go to Romeo and Michelle's?
No, bitch, you didn't let me finish.
Romeo
and
Michelle's?
Juliet? No, Romeo and Juliet. Please, why don't you just do the whole fucking thing?
I thought
I'm the only one bringing the goddamn.
I swear to God,
I'm bringing the weights.
If we go
to the gym, I bring the weights to the gym. What do you
look
bring
at me like that?
What do you bring?
Fucking sweatpants.
Fucking idiot.
Dude, you gotta have sweatpants to work out. You know that.
I work in the nude.
Ooh, gross. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine
fucking like
me
sweaty
just curling
ass and balls on a fucking bench? Like you're just like dang,
just
like
huffing it.
Like that's never coming off.
Yeah, I peel when I get up.
Oh yeah, there's just like a layer of fucking film. Sweat ash
Italian
juice.
Italian grease juice.
Anyways.
Cascading
Romeo
through
Juliet,
my deep, fiery, woody.
Were you watching fucking the good one?
Yeah, the Romeo and Juliet with Leo and Claire Danes.
A curse upon both your houses.
Dude, Mercutio and fucking Rufio. Not Rufio.
Wow.
Fucking Tybalt.
There you go.
Rufio.
Fucking idiot.
Rufio Capulet.
I also watch Hook.
I get it mixed up. dude, Sword 9mm guns. So cool.
That
fucking
is tight.
The whole Verona as like a like broke down, like, I don't know, fucking southern city.
I remember my, it's cool. Well, it's like a,
it's like almost
like Los Angeles, Miami,
yeah,
kind of like that. Yeah, it feels kind of like Miami-ish.
Yeah, and it's on the shores.
Beach.
It's not Italian so much, but they have like royal crests.
No, that movie's incredible.
It's so stylized.
It's like a 10. Like yeah, like that movie's so fun to watch. I mean, like. Yeah, you could watch that a lot.
It is. It's
the
crazy.
The only part
good.
I hate is like, oh, look, we're fucking in a fish tank together. That's fucking dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, we're under the covers. Yay. Like, fuck that. Like, it's. I get it. I understand why it has to be there, but I don't care.
I was
for
like
it.
Saying certain lines from the movie, and Courtney's like, oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be kidding
no,
me.
No, you're a big fan.
And I was like,
has she watched Rent with you? Because that should be like,
she knows,
whoa.
She didn't know about the Romeo and Juliet,
though. Minutes.
I got. A lot of dimensions, dude. I'm a deep
what,
man.
What's the actual number? I know you know
525,600 minutes.
You fucking idiot.
Stupid God. Asshole. You fucking asshole.
What'd you get AIDS from a heroin needle?
Hey.
Is that dude. What happened, right? Is that the thing?
What?
Don't they get AIDS from a heroin
you
needle?
You should watch it, because There's a lot of singing. That's one generalization, but a couple people get AIDS from heroin needles, okay? Okay. I can't be that specific.
Yeah. Well, it's no kids, you know? Kids is rough.
Yeah, everyone dies of AIDS the old natural way.
Kids is rough, man. I remember
giving it to them that when was they're
like,
not looking.
I saw that when I was like 17.
Good Lord.
Someone was like, dude, this movie's fucking wild. And I was like, okay. And it's like indie and it's cool. Like, no one really knows
Christmas
about it.
I got it for Christmas for my parents.
I didn't know. So they're just like, oh, it's called he's kids. A kid. We'll
it's
get him
called kids.
Kids.
And then they got me like Donnie Darko and like fucking like, you that's know, a Tom Waits album and shit.
Okay, hold on.
I swear to God.
You had this written down. You mailed to Santa, didn't you, when you were 14?
I swear to God, when I wrote my CD list in high school, it was my DVD list, it was very avant-garde, dude.
But I'm saying, like, I know they got those for you, but you had to have asked.
No, that's what I mean. I wrote a list.
Okay.
They weren't like, I think I know my son.
I thought you meant they got kids because they're like, oh, he's a kid. I'll get him kids.
No, I was like,
that's how you made
DVD.
It sound at first.
Oh, okay. God, no. No, not just on a whim.
I used to circle stuff in a magazine and give it to my mom.
Eventually, I wrote it out with the computer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't fuck this up. Yeah, I spelled like, everything right.
Yeah, don't lose the copy.
Made a big font for your old eyes, your old rich eyes. Go buy this
for
me.
I printed it once, and then I deleted the file. So please don't lose that paper.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was so corny.
Yeah, so, you were very avant-garde.
I was a fucking loser.
Motherfucker's like, yeah, I've seen Citizen Kane 7 times.
Not that much. God, that movie sucks now, but when I was into film and like film as literature class, I was like, wow, it's really something. They shot the ceilings. No one's done that. Wow.
Oh, that sucks. What else you see?
Oh, how articulate. Oh, God, I'm a fucking loser.
No.
Now look at me in a basement talking about the film.
Yeah. Made it real far with that fucking film is lit.
Right. I watched...
You know it's not lit? Life.
Go ahead. About to light you up. I watched the 2000s.
Oh, yeah, that looked cool. Was that good?
Dude, I watched them all. We've watched the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Good God.
And then now 2000. Tom Hanks
narrates
them.
All of them?
He's in them.
Sick.
Like, yeah.
Well, of course, the 90s.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. Like, it goes through all
highly
kinds
recommend.
Of fucking cool stuff. Yeah. You can pick and choose, too. Like, you can go through the tech boom. You can go through the fucking war on terror. You can go through 9/11. There's all kinds of episodes.
How's
for
that the
sure.
90s?
Oh, 2000s.
Oh, duh. Wow. Sorry, you said 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah. In 90s, it would be this
how
big
many
stuff
episodes?
In the night. Like 6 for each.
How many hours? 6 hours?
Like 42 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Okay. What do you give it? I don't want to hear anything
like
else about
8.5.
It.
8.5. It's okay, good. Cool. It's fun. It's a good retrospect. And it's not too fucking... It doesn't drain on. You're not like, oh, cool, a whole documentary about this thing.
Did you hear about Escaping Neverland?
No.
This new Michael Jackson documentary that just came out on HBO? No. It's like 4 hours long, and it lights him the fuck up. Like, I guess his family's pissed about it.
Shit.
It just came out 4 hours long. Josie's like, we gotta
watch
this. I don't
want to watch it.
I love
MJ, dude. I love that music.
Beat it.
What?
Beat it.
Why would you say that? Because you either think I like to masturbate or eat it because it's a Weird Al cover. One of the two, and both of them are a little fucked.
How about that?
Wait, you left Thriller? Because I wish you were dead in the ground.
Oh, wow. That's a real Thriller. Sorry.
You knew it.
No. That's the first
honestly,
black
Billy,
or white.
Billy,
there
Billy
you go.
Jean's my favorite.
Really?
I love the beat on that song.
You love to. Oh, you son of a bitch. You got me.
it's
a good song. Don't get me wrong.
What's your
yeah.
favorite song then?
Hold on.
Did you say Thriller?
No. It always startles me when it comes on my. Because it's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, fucking God. Yeah. Just listen to Black Dahlia Murder. How can you fucking orchestra stab me like that? Hang on a second. Let me find Michael Jackson.
Wow.
I can't remember. I'm a little fucking
then
tired.
Then you don't know his shit.
I'm tired, I mean.
Are you really going to watch the 4-hour expose?
Yeah. I don't see why not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you went in Rome, you know?
Is it fucking... I think it's Black or White. Yeah. The song that starts off with the kid. And he's like, hey, turn it down. He's like, that's the best part.
Never heard this song.
Are you kidding me? You had to.
Go to the song.
This is the
right
song.
Right now it sounds like Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Is that Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Dude, it's a little Van Hagar.
Can't you just get to it?
It's going. It's,
no.
See here.
Dad, this is the best part. Come on.
Oh my god, this is so long.
I want to listen to it, okay?
Oh, and it's loud, too.
He turned it back up, dude.
Yeah, right. Too late. Sure. Eat this.
What? That is not the same song!
That's the beginning of the song. Have you never heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, black or white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Black or White.
I know, but that intro was dark shit. You didn't need to play that.
Hold on. How long was that?
Oh.
You didn't need to play that. I didn't know when the song started. 1:07.
God.
That is.
I hope everyone got their fill.
Oh, man. Yeah, you don't need to listen to MJ for a while, especially if you watch that documentary, which, yeah, I'm going to check out. Anyways, what else you see? Boom. We're back.
I also watched Mad Max because it's perfect.
Fury Road?
God damn right.
That's wild. My old manager, Andrew, just texted me the other night. He's like, have you ever seen Mad Max Fury Road? I was like, yeah, it's like one of the best movies ever. Why?
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yeah. Here's $5. Go see a Star War. But yeah, I was like, yeah, it's amazing, of course.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Chrome version, dude?
No.
Okay, me either. Did you watch Logan in black and white?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know if I have that in me.
I don't care.
Yeah. And even the Chrome version, I'm like, maybe if I was going to bed and I'd be like, well, I like Mad Max and let's just try something new.
Something. I love the colors.
Maybe that's why they're
film.
Like, people are going to watch this a lot, so let's make it in a few different versions so they got something
really
to choose
mix
from.
It up. Put it in. It's already in sepia mode. Now put it in Chrome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. But no, that movie's incredible. What? Yeah. 9.5, maybe 10?
I mean, I don't have many qualms.
I'm not going to lie. I walked out of the theater being like, I wish that was 4 hours longer.
It could have been called Mad Max Furiosa's Road.
Because
Furiosa becomes like the heart of the whole fucking thing.
But Tom Hardy's great.
Tom Hardy's great once he gets started, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, why isn't this guy talking?
Dude, and watching it with subtitles is one of the most rewarding things ever. Like, realizing that, like, stuff they say, like, little fucking stuff,
realizing,
dude, it's
like,
awesome.
Stuff they say,
well,
you know?
Sometimes it's loud as shit, but the subtitles, like, told me a lot of cool little hidden details,
yeah,
dude.
Did they? They really held my hand through that.
It was very fun. No, I know all the main stuff, but the little stuff about, like, them talking about, like, V8 Heaven and,
what
like, fucking Valhalla.
What about the Chrome?
Like a Rise Shiny and Chrome, like,
is that what they scream?
Yeah, like,
and then they spray themselves with spray paint.
Witness me.
Oh, witness me.
Yeah, like, I have been thrice witnessed to Valhalla and have failed. Like,
oh, so like, I almost died 3 times.
Yeah, I tried to do something noble like twice. Like, I'm now thrice like failure. And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, witness me. Jams the fucking truck into the wall.
Yeah.
At the end, yeah. Dude, and the dude rips the fucking top of the engine off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Nuts. This movie's awesome.
No, it's incredible. It's, yeah. I've been wanting to watch it lately.
That's
I haven't seen it in a minute.
When he's like, that's my property!
Wait, what's it on?
Like the YouTube TV.
Fuck.
It has everything, by the way.
Clearly.
It has it all. But you do have to watch one commercial every, like, 10 minutes.
But, like, every movie ever.
It's just any movie you want. It'll eventually come on to some sort of network and it just records it.
Like Friday the 13th part, whatever.
Yeah, you just look. You just, it'll tell you when it's going to air.
How much is this?
It's like the same. It's like a $9.99 thing.
Hmm.
But I don't know if you'll like it. You could like try it for 30 days for free.
Watch MTV. There's ads in that and shit like that.
I'm just saying, like, you can try it for free for 30 days. They're giving it away all the time.
That's crazy.
Try that. Just type in YouTube TV, download the app, and then click the free tab.
Okay, what else you got?
I'm not tapping cups with you.
No, I don't want to tap. I was just pointing at you. Like, go ahead.
Don't try to fuck on me.
What other fucking 19,000 movies you seen?
It's been a while, and I told you I had a lot. You shit on me a lot about this, by the way.
What?
So I'm not even going to... I'm going to just delete content to spite you.
What was it? Was it fucking 2008?
You always cry about it. No, you're always like, oh, dude, you almost done with that fucking Fat List.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I also watched fucking Man of Steel, the best Superman movie.
Yeah, you do like Man of Steel. Better than Superman Returns,
it's
that's
so
for sure.
Good.
I don't really remember any of the other ones, the Chris Reeves ones.
No, I'm saying in this new...
I'm just saying, I don't really have anything to compare it to. I'd like to watch those, but they seem like they're going to be boring.
They are boring.
Like, they're amazing, but I guarantee if a kid hadn't seen, like, Batman, like Tim Burton's version, and they'd seen The Dark Knight, and then they went back to Batman, they'd be like, what the fuck was this?
Or watching Wrath of Khan, because you saw Khan in the new Star Trek.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I've never
seen
that.
Wow, that was a weak-ass con.
Yeah.
I dig it, but I
Benedict
like
Benedict Cumberbatch was rad.
Way cooler. He had a launch
spoilers.
Stupid
he's con.
Laser gun.
Anyways.
Man of Steel's fucking awesome.
It's good.
It's the I do have critiques on it though. My God, J.J. Abrams or whoever, what's his face, Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
That son of a bitch has got the J.J. Abrams fucking
the lens flare.
The lens flare, fucking zoom in, zoom out, fucking like as if a handy cam in the air is following him.
Oh, so like if there's, oh yeah, there's
it
like,
zooms, like
they show like
10X,
the two
20X,
of them. Yeah, they show the two of them like flying through the air and then it zooms up and like yeah. gives a close up of them kind of.
And then pulls back a yeah. bit and like fucking.
Because it does look like someone's like filming it from the ground and then yeah. just zooming up and then zooming back. Like it gives that
it's
feel.
It's straight chaos. Like yeah. there are parts where I'm like, I know what's happening, but I can't tell what any of it is because your camera is losing its fucking mind.
I remember being like, this is a weird Superman movie considering that like he wreaks havoc on a city and doesn't really save anyone, then murders a dude.
Dude, that but city goes...
I kind of view it like...
It's like four 9/11s.
I know.
That happened yeah. in that city.
But like, I would name that episode that, but that's rough. Four 9/11s. That sounds that sounds like someone might be like, yo. Like, that's shitty.
9/11 times 1,000.
That's 9 billion. Yeah. But, fuck, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. But I kind of look at it as like an Elsewhere Superman movie, like a dark version of
sure
it.
Sure is. And, dude, the
I don't take
fighting?
It for like how like, wow, what a great representation of the character. But I'm like, the movie still is tight.
It's tight as fuck, man.
And that's
like,
how I kind of feel about.
Zod is awesome.
Yeah, Zod is dope. Michael Shannon.
Fuck, yeah.
Oregano. Have you ever seen that movie, like the fucking, like, The Night Before, or the, like, Once Upon a Night? It's with Seth Rogen.
We Own the Night? No.
Dang. It's a Christmas movie. And
oh,
fucking
The Night Before.
The Night Before, yeah. And they go to get weed, and it's Michael Shannon. And he was like, he's like, all right, hit it so I know you're not a cop. And he's like, well, no. He's like, well, what if it's a oregano?
What if it's a oregano?
It's fucking
dude, a oregano. Dude, he plays a very complex villain.
He's dope in everything. Minus that Bigfoot movie.
He's like so sad
yeah.
about having to, like,
he acts his ass off in that movie,
dude,
too.
He's
screaming.
The biggest actor.
Oh,
he's
that's
like,
good.
Oh, God.
What it's sick. I dig it, dude.
Like, he's screaming, I will find him, like, 10 times. Yeah. And the last one, he, like, takes a breath, and he's like, I will find him!
Yeah, he's going, he's
like,
not,
come on!
He is not pulling
They're
punches.
They're freezing him. He's like, I'm not blinking.
Yeah.
I'm not blinking.
That was tough as hell.
Suck
he's like, go ahead.
This. All his compatriots are like, ah! He's like,
I'm taking it like a man. No,
shits his pants in his cryo chamber.
But it's way good. I kind of hated on that movie for a while, and I have it because I think it came with BVS.
Yeah.
It was like $20 for both right when BVS came out. I was like, I'm going to try to watch this again. And I actually enjoyed that trilogy, minus the fact that fucking like the last movie got really fucked. Because that was supposed to be a trilogy itself. I
so
think,
what is
these
it?
Two.
It goes Man of Steel,
BVS, and then Justice League.
Dude, I'm watching BVS right now. It's a convoluted one, man.
Yeah, it is.
We know it.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
I was explaining it to Courtney, and I was like, God damn. Like, I'm over here, like, jumping around like a jackrabbit trying to explain it.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah, she's like, why'd that guy come through? Is he the Flash? I'm like, oh, yeah, that.
So, like, I heard that at the end of the first movie, they were supposed to only kill Steppenwolf, and then Darkseid, they were going to see Darkseid.
Yeah.
And then the second movie was going to be all just Darkseid, like, owning the world, like that nightmare
yeah.
that Batman
the
has.
Omega, yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's supposed to actually happen, so Superman is, like, the on Darkseid's thing. It's, like, Superman's state.
Yeah.
So all that shit was going to go down, because Batman was being shown the future from The Flash. I believe that's how they were saying it.
Yeah.
And then the third movie, they fight Darkseid, but they go to Apocalypse to fight him, like his home planet. So they kind of made like, they
crazy.
Made Apocalypse into Earth.
Yeah.
In the last part of Justice League, spoilers. But yeah, it was like super dark. The Green Lantern shows up in the first one. They said on set they had green lights in front of Jeremy Irons and says, "I hope you're not too late." Everyone thought that was Superman coming back.
Oh.
But they shot it without the green lights too. But it was supposed to be a lantern.
Okay.
How sick is that?
God, that would have been dope.
Fuck yeah.
That would have been really dope.
Oh, man. I don't know, like, and you look at Zack Snyder's movies, and yeah, they're dark and dim and shit like that, but it's a cool take on those characters. But people
yeah.
are like, this isn't Batman, and you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of fundamental things that are wrong
like,
with it.
Batman's murdering a couple people. I'm like, he did crush a car onto a car and kill everyone inside both cars, but they're bad guys.
Yeah, and not only that, this is the Batman that watched a Robin die. That's why he doesn't care. I get
this
that.
This is the Batman that's mourning the loss of all of his employees from a building collapse.
Yeah,
and like
and they show the Robin suit kind of like, oh, the shit, yeah. This is Batman established. He's like been through some shit.
Oh, yeah, he says like, there's a cool line, if you remember it, in that movie where he's like, Alfred is like, Superman's our ally. And he's like, if there's even 1% chance that he wouldn't be our ally, we can't afford to not be prepared. And he was like, think of how many people were here in Gotham with us, Alfred. How many of those good guys are still around?
Right.
Like, that's a really cool like line. And Alfred's like, yeah.
And I think people, like when everyone went into it, was like, fuck, dude, like, it, like, this is not what I wanted, but like, and so now that I've gotten
different,
now that I've gotten over it, like it's like, oh, okay, it's not going to be that, but I'm going to watch it for this, yeah. And it's not bad at all. They're
no,
pretty
man,
enjoyable.
I think it's some of the coolest, like hand to hand, sort of super fighting.
The Batman scene where he's in the warehouse and fucking like the pulls that fucking giant
box and then
fucking pushes the dude's face in the ground. Yeah. That shit looks tight as hell. Fuck him grapple hooking yeah. And then like jumping in the lightning in the background. I was like, this is like a fucking comic book come to life.
Oh yeah, in the first scene where he's up on the
when he's
like,
chasing
corner of the wall top.
He's chasing the Parademon in Justice League. Cool. Which is also wild as fuck, too. You're like, Parademons. People are like, I don't even know what that is. You're like,
whatever.
You didn't know what the fucking Skrull or the fucking whatever the fuck those nameless, faceless fucking shit was.
You don't care.
Dude,
that's dispensable armies, bro.
By the time this comes out, Captain Marvel will be out.
Will it?
Friday.
Brie Larson.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Goodbye, room. Fuck. Make my fucking asshole cry. Go ahead.
Hello, chair. Good morning, tub.
Oh, man. Good morning, skylight. Fuck.
Oh, hi, leaf. Like, you're friends with a leaf.
Yeah, man. That kid was delusional.
what a little moron. There's a lot of leaves in the world, you retard.
Yeah, just look out. Oh, right. Room. What else you see?
That's it.
Man of Steel was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say, dude.
I'm going to hop into mine, dude.
You have some?
Yeah, I was letting you go for a while. I just wanted to hear you rap, dude. And I've seen a lot of this.
I thought you were exhausted. Oh,
I just watched The Umbrella Academy. No. I saw Overlord.
Oh, yeah.
The new J.J. Abrams movie. It's not connected to Cloverfield like we thought.
Yeah.
But it is fucking awesome.
With monsters?
And yeah, there's, yeah.
Oh.
It's like Nazi science gone wrong.
Is it in the theater?
No, it's out on.
Oh.
It's a one night from Family Video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's the first rated R fucking bad robot movie.
Yeah.
The cat from Umbrella Academy that plays like her love interest, Ellen Pages, he's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Fucking, I know that guy.
That son of a bitch.
I know that guy.
No, but yeah, so I recommend it, Overlord. It's pretty cool. Yeah, Nazis and the fucking just mutant soldiers. Like, if you want a 1,000-year Reich, we have to have a 1,000-year army, so they're bringing people back from the dead and shit. It's fucking nasty.
Is it awesome?
Dude, it's fucking brutal as hell.
Is it a horror movie or an action movie?
It's like horror action, kind of funny. Like it has a good balance of everything. It's dope. I recommend
it. Does
it
vibe like a Quentin kind of film?
Dude, the first guy, he's like, he says Nazis, and I'm like, whoa, dude, get off fucking my boy Brad's balls.
Couple of Nazis are here, Apache.
He's
Brad
like,
Pitt,
now I want my Nazi scalps. Like, he talks like Brad Pitt and fucking.
And I want my scalps.
Yeah, he talks like him in Inglourious Basterds.
That's cool.
But, yeah, so I thought that was kind of weird, but other than that, yeah, it was dope. I recommend it. I give it like an 8.5.
Righteous.
I watched Suspiria.
Man, I'm jealous, dude.
Dude, your boy, I still have it. You can, if Josie's done
is
it with
it. Fucked?
It's fucking wild
is
as hell.
It wild fucked?
It's like, but it's so artsy fartsy, too.
But is it beautiful to behold? Like, you're like, fuck me, that's artsy fartsy good looking.
Okay, so like, remember Melancholia? Like, how you're like, I don't even know what this is about, but everything looks like a postcard?
Yeah. Was it slow in that vein?
There's parts that are like, whoa, this is insane. Then you're kind of like, I'm not really sure what's happening, but right on. They're making the movie more convoluted than they need to be, and they give you information in little bits way after they show you something, so you kind of tie it back together. So it is kind of weird and shit like that, but like the ending, you're like, I can't believe the fuck that just happened. Like, that's fucking crazy looking.
That fucking damn.
Like, it, like, you're just like, huh?
What did my eyes just get?
It's weird. It's wild. It's definitely worth the watch. I give it like a 7. And Chloe fucking whatever the fuck, the chick from Kick-Ass,
oh,
she's
Marat,
in it for like
yeah.
4 minutes, I think. But she's billed as like the top actress for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, Suspiria is weird. And I never saw the original, so I can't attest to that.
I saw the original when I was like fucking 16.
Oh, when you're in your fucking film is lit phase?
Yeah, yep. It was an artsy horror, yeah, it's about, like suspense film.
It's about a fucking dance school that are a coven of witches.
Yeah.
That's the whole plot of the movie. Mm-hmm. And if they would have just kind of told me that up front, I would have been like, I kind of understand this way more than I do.
Cool, now I get it.
Because I'm like, are they witches? I don't know if they're witches. Are they real? Are they fake? Are they about to sacrifice this chick? I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty neat. It's gory as all fuck at the end, too. Holy Jeez. Shit. It's like a Quentin movie.
All right.
And the last thing I saw was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. What's that about, that band Journey?
Yep. Don't Good. Stop believing.
Don't. Yep.
Yep.
Fucking... Ride 'em cowboy.
Yep, yeah, with the six string on my back I ride or something.
Oh yeah, steel horse I ride.
Steel horse I ride, yeah.
Six string on my back.
Does he say that though?
I thought he said steel horse I ride.
Yeah, because he's talking about a fucking motorcycle, but he's like a six string on my back or some shit. Instead of like a six shooter, he's got a six string and a fucking iron horse below his fucking
on his balls and taint.
Anyways,
and tight asshole.
Bohemian Rhapsody has a lot of balls and taint in it too.
Does it?
No, not at all.
A lot of dude cock?
It's fucking amazing.
Is it good?
It's so good.
But is it good?
It's fucking incredible.
Is it like rock star good?
It's dope as fuck. You'd love it. I bought it for Josie. She really dug it.
The scenes I saw, I was like, God, that looks like every fucking biopic I've ever seen.
No, watch it. It's cool as hell. If you like Queen at all, like, it's dope.
Okay.
Like, if you're interested in them, it's neat as hell. It's cool.
All right.
Yeah, I dig it. And it's sad. And I don't know, like,
Why
a lot.
Why is it sad?
Oh, you know. Fucking nobody dies, that's for sure. But like it definitely is like a Freddie Mercury movie, but I didn't know dick all about him other than like it's like he's a gay dude, died of AIDS, like that's all you hear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to see his life before Queen.
Rami Malek won the Oscar this year.
And he's fucking incredible. They blended his voice, this Christian singer's voice, and Freddie Mercury's voice to make that. Dude, it's fucking awesome. Like, the performances, you're like, hell yeah.
All right.
Because Queen's cool.
Look at him rock.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fat bottom girl. Like, you're just like, hell yeah, dude. This is the shit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
All right. That's all I saw. Oh, yeah. I give it like a 9. Let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Casino Royale. How long has it been since you've seen this?
Dude.
Yesterday.
It's like, how long has it been since I've fallen in love with Daniel Craig, you mean?
He's incredible
years.
In that.
Dude. I was like, what a dude.
Yeah.
Watch this movie. I'm just like, good for you. You're just the best, you badass. I forgot how, like,
brutal.
Fucked and brutal that movie is.
That, like, ending torture scene, I was like, I did not remember this whole nutshot fucking with the rope the entire time. I was like, this is...
Will you yield in time?
Oh, no.
Before that, there's anything left
he's
of you.
He's like, man, he's like, why are you laughing? He's like, I just... That the whole world knows that you were scratching my balls when you died. You're like, that is the hardest thing any human could say in any moment of life.
Yeah, and he's like, right down there, I got a little itch. If you
Oh, no, to the right. You're like, this is fucking insane, dude. Stop. Anyways, that's like at the end of the movie. But I totally forgot that this movie like had like a fucking whole 45 minutes after the movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was Quantum of Solace.
No.
Like, when it kept going, I was like, is this Quantum of Solace?
Am I watching a double feature?
Yes. They put both of them together.
No, her dying is totally
part
of that.
I thought
that
happened at the beginning because I watched them back to back the first time. So like, in the... It picks up directly where...
Yeah. He's on, like, all mopey.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, he goes to at the end, he's like, Mr. White. Mr. White's in his trunk at the beginning of Quantum of Solace.
That's cool.
It's minutes after that movie ended.
Dude,
you know the song?
It's a dope-ass song.
It's a sick fucking movie.
And a sick movie.
Bernard's in it from Westworld.
He is, dude.
He's fucking like, CIA. He's like, I was like, I don't remember this at all, dude.
I know.
This is so sick because, like, I remember things that happened, but, like, not the storyline. And the storyline's dope.
I remember thinking, like, Ava Green is not your traditional Bond girl. It's because she's supposed to break the mold.
Also,
like, kind of.
I was watching that and I was like, Penny fucking Dreadful's in this?
Yeah.
Because I probably
dude.
Didn't even know who she was the first time I saw it, so it didn't click anything.
Big old titties.
Wow.
I am sorry. I am sauced up.
But Casino Royale, I fucking love this flick. If you have never seen it, this is like one of the. I've seen like GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies. What's the other one?
What? Die Another Day?
Is Die Another Day the...
Pierce Brosnan.
Thank you. Yeah, those ones I watched and I was into, but this one is stupid good.
It's stupid good. It's so
I watching
stupid
Quantum,
good.
And Quantum's insanely hard to understand.
Yeah.
Because, like,
that's the one with the back of a train falls off, right?
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
Damn it. No, I've seen Quantum. I know what happens at the end. I remember just like, let's a dude go in a desert, and I'm just like, that's it?
No, there's credits. One that, like, the first part of the movie, like, you know how every one of Daniel Craig's Bonds has a chase at the beginning?
Oh, yeah, that must be a different one.
There's a different one that, I think it's Spectre.
Okay, so Quantum of Solace starts off with a fucking car chase through, like, the Swiss mountains, because that's where he has Mr. White at the end of Casino, and he's going through that and shit like that. And then they, like, fucking flip cars, shooting bullets, you know, all that shit. And then he gets them out at the end. They go to interrogate him with M. And then you find out that one of her bodyguards is a double agent for the people that back LaChief. So this is an organization that's what Quantum of Solace is about.
Yeah.
So not the train one.
Okay. All right.
So Casino Royale, though.
You heard it here.
But yeah, if you like card playing, high stakes, poker, dude. It is insane watching those like giant gold chips. I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, the big old panels. $500,000,
$1 million. You're just like, Jesus.
The clicking, all the sounds.
It's so cool.
Oh, so atmospheric. I love the clicking of the plastic, like, panel.
Everything, and I can see the feeling of, like, how the shots, like, go together and shit are very James Bond-ish. You know how there's like a certain way they edit those movies? Kind of like Star Wars, how there's always like a fucking diagonal wipe to go to the next, that type of shit.
Yeah, from Microsoft Windows Maker.
A star appears into the next scene.
Yeah. is that a fucking Millennium Falcon silhouette that's growing?
Well, there it is. And then, so yeah, this movie had like certain vignettes to scene changes and stuff like that felt very Bondish. Him getting out of the water all slow and shit.
Oh my God. Dude, bite me a fucking chunk off of that.
Dude, him fucking like putting that defibrillator on while he's like being poisoned. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, what are they gonna do?
Yeah, and then it stuck.
Oh, and he's like, oh, that last hand nearly killed me.
Yeah, it's so fucking
rad.
Fuck
you in your mouth, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, later you're gonna fucking sock me in the nuts.
I'm gonna knife you with a steak knife.
Yeah, then you're gonna sock me in the nuts and it's gonna hurt, but I'm gonna make you look like a pussy.
You're gonna look like a horrible dick.
Yeah. Yeah, but and it's funny because I think, at the end of Casino Royale, she tells why the girl was the way she was at the end.
Yeah.
I was very angry the first time I saw that. I was like, come on.
I know. I was like,
how dare you?
Leave her where she is.
He was like, the bitch is dead. You're like, damn. She's like, James, it's not all what it seems. James, turns out her fucking love of her life was kidnapped and she was banging you on the side.
Really, she was just trying to be like a good person and got trapped.
Yeah. And she knew she was going to die.
You dummy.
She knew she was going to die, so she stayed in that elevator. I was like, what? I don't really get
what happened.
I'm not sure if I follow that.
Like, it's the conclusion.
Yeah.
But she was like, for doing her, whatever, her spy duties, she was taking a ton of D in the Caribbean on that sailboat for weeks.
Maybe she really did love him.
I think maybe she did.
Yeah, because it is insane. You're like, how long were they on that boat just sailing to fucking
Italy? It seemed like
they
had a 2-month fucking reprieve. Because she says, like, I'll be back in a month.
Right, yeah, and he's got, like, a beard.
That's like meaning, like, add another month.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, just, like, 7 times a day pounding and
but that's
kissing,
what, but
dude.
That's what she was lying about, dude, turns out. Anyways, Casino Royale, it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. What do you give it?
Shut the fuck up. It's like a 9.5. It's one of my favorite Bonds.
I agree. I think that is my favorite Bond. Yeah. But I haven't seen Skyfall or Spectre, so who knows?
Those two are also.
Because I got the Quantum
movies.
And I was like, this is kind of fucking boring.
No, it pulls itself back more.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I think I might like Quantum more now that I really understand Casino Royale.
Correct.
Watch it with subtitles.
Wow. Like I said,
Dim Words told me lots of good stuff, you know? That's what you said earlier, just like that.
Right, is that what I sounded like, huh? me think the words make a good sound better.
Yeah, words make me understand language. Oh, okay, so let's hop into movie of the week, sir, shall we?
Oh, sure! Sure! Let's
that's
do
how
it!
See, I told you that's how he sounds.
Man. You're a pile of something.
Fair enough. We watched Netflix original Bird Box.
Listen, dude, Bird Box had me on a little bit of sour note going in because everyone watched it and it was so popular.
I agree. People were like, this is the best thing ever. And I was like, isn't it just kind of like a quiet place, but with the eyes and not the ears?
Which was good because I was impressed. Well, with a lot of the concepts and a lot of the way it like felt. I was like,
dude, blacking out the car and having to drive with the fucking navigation screen and shit. I was like, that's tough.
Cool shit, dude. Like, there's very cool concepts. There's very like rich characters that aren't there too much, but they do a lot.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, dude, he really sold it. Now, I was going to say fucking John Malkovich.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock killed it, too. She
also
was awesome.
The idea of the ones that can that leave their eyes open.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome.
I was about to say, I was like, man, I feel dumb. Did you not feel dumb when they got to that? Well, when the thing happens and you're like, oh, those people are the ones that are duh.
Yeah.
Now, I think everyone's going to get it now. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, and yeah. if you don't, you're fucking really dumb.
It's amazing.
But yeah, I felt really stupid for not knowing seeing that coming.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
What they have there.
Yeah, like, okay, so at the end of the movie, they...
Just spoilers, bro. This is movie of the week.
Okay, spoilers, fine. The Blind. I was like, oh, I feel like an idiot.
I saw that.
No, you didn't, because you didn't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, no, I said their eyes, their fucking, like, their medical condition. That's what I said.
You didn't say medical condition.
That's what I said, and my mind it. I wish I had subtitles.
Oh, dumb words make sense.
Fuck. You're silly.
Okay, so
no,
yeah.
That's very cool. And I was like, oh my God, now she's the person that sees in the land of the blind. She's God.
Yeah. Is that what you thought, really?
So she is her, and that's Abraham and Samuel.
Yeah, well, there's other people I could see there. The doctor could see.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That totally disproves my...
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, she wasn't the only blind person. But it was, I was like, when the dude walks in, I was like, oh, they're fucking blind. No wonder. You know what I did hate about the movie? They didn't fucking... say or tell you what it was. It's just like, oh, that's, this random wind fear.
That's the thing.
I hate that. I hate it. I hate it.
It's
I hate
personal.
It. I don't. What?
I'm just saying.
Who?
It is, for everyone, it's different.
It's personal now that they made me for watch that without fucking give me some mythology.
But for everyone,
writing.
It's different. You know that.
Yeah, I get that. But why?
Because it's your own hell, I think. Like, you're seeing.
Why'd it happen?
What?
Why did it happen?
What do you mean?
What unleashed this thing?
Do you need everything handed to you like a baby on a saucer?
Yeah, because this is what happened with
spoon
fed. This is what happened
Annihilation.
With No, It Follows.
What, because you didn't understand the motives of
the evil?
It
was just like, yeah, this weird evil thing just does this. It's like,
that's
well,
dope.
No, but it's like, it's a fucking escape demon that is this demon that actually does exist in the Bible, and it makes sense to why it does this. Like, that's cool when they do that, and that's really easy to do.
Very easy.
So I don't understand why they didn't say, like, oh, shit, like, what happened was...
What happened was...
Because right now, all I'm seeing is fucking... Like, they give me this cool premise, mm-hmm. and then don't explain it at all. And then just be like, no, it's whatever you want to see. I'm like, fuck you, that's lazy.
It is lazy because there's so much you could show. It's like Hell Dimensions,
I don't even care if you show it. Just tell me what it is. Give me a cool scene with fucking Malkovich being like, I was a scientist and I've entered the fourth dimension. And this beast followed me. But it changed for everyone I knew and they all went psycho and started stabbing themselves in the neck.
Because it's the whole world.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
The idea that insanity
so, like,
is immune to it.
And it happened everywhere. It's not like, I mean, I know it like happened like...
Yeah.
It kind of like covered, but like, is it only there
now? It
was
in the wind, dude.
It's the happening. That's what kind of bums me out. At least the happening was like, yo, the earth's pissed and it's unleashing this toxin.
Yeah, it doesn't
want us. At least he kind of explained it. This was just kind of like, yeah, scary wind fear.
Dude, the
shaking the trees.
Now, did you get that the birds were indicators for it?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I didn't.
It's the same thing for like when you go into mines.
Yeah,
I parakeet.
Yeah, I didn't.
They warn of the
I know, the carbon monoxide levels.
Yeah.
But
no, I was talking about the bird box.
For
but
bird
yeah, you're
box.
Right.
Yeah,
good job.
I didn't realize that. I realized that the birds like kind of like got frantic and that he put them in the freezer. I thought just to kill them, not to like hide them from his presence.
I think both.
It was weird. I was like,
I think
birds have a thing to do in this. Like
bird
cool.
box.
Right. I meant like I thought they were in a cage of emotion and fear and blindness.
I thought they were talking about bird pussy, honestly. Big old
fucking
bird pussy.
Big old feathery bird pussy. Just call the episode bird pussy instead
yeah.
of 9/11 times four.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so Bird Box. What do you give it?
Like a 7.5.
I give it like, yeah, I'd say like a 7. Like, I was like, it's for sure worth a watch and a lot cooler than people.
Because
it is kind of like the happening. People are killing themselves, killing each other.
It's great. Great fun.
So, the movie's almost exactly like the happening.
Yeah. Minus, you can't see. You close your eyes and you're immune to it.
Okay, so this
and the happening,
you breathe it in.
You can't breathe.
Then you kill yourself.
Yeah. You can't,
well,
like,
no, if the wind catches you, you're dead. That's why it
dude,
happens.
That wind was chasing Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Well, that same thing happened with this one. It's just like shakes
oh,
some trees.
That was always weird. I was like, why don't you stop? You still have eyes closed. What's it going to do? Fucking peel your eyelids open? It's
well,
wind.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
It didn't seem like it could hurt you if you were focused enough and just kept your fucking eyes closed.
The other thing is that since they don't explain it and there's people that are that can look at it and that like hunt for it, like why? What is it?
I was horrified at
I give
the
it a 6.5 because they don't explain that. That's
of what her life is. Like being like, hello? Oh God, you're another person. Are you happy? If you're happy, God, please don't come over here. I want to show you. No!
Yeah.
And you're still blind.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'm not blind, but you are. Watch out for that tree. Whoop.
Got
like,
her.
Yeah, like you're at a horrible disadvantage. I'd have been like, long time ago.
Yeah, especially since I didn't know what was trying to kill me. That's what
girl, boom, boom.
That was wild, too. Yeah, call it, you shoot yourself twice.
No, shoot them and then me.
You were like, boom, 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 boom.
Boy, girl, me.
Yeah, you shot yourself twice.
I boom, have boom. A trigger, strong, fast trigger.
Oh, okay, right on.
Got to get the job
done. Maybe it's like the death rattle squeeze.
Skull. It's a thick skull.
It is a thick skull.
Don't look
barely,
at it like
I can you're... barely get anything through it. Anyways, so Bird Box, what do you, 7.5? You said I give it a 6.5 because I felt the writing was lazy on the part of not giving the beast mythology.
Well, you guys heard it here.
First. All right, so next week, Tony, what are we watching for Test of Tony?
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald.
These scars are fully loaded with dead hookers.
Yeah, Josie's like, I like that movie.
That movie's fucking awesome.
I loved that movie as a kid, so I'm excited to watch it now to see if it's so. Because like, remember how you're like, I hate Billy Madison. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And but like, you like Happy Gilmore, right?
I do enjoy Happy Gilmore.
What about Mr. Deeds?
His are hit or miss. Besides Big Daddy. Happy Gilmore. Big Daddy's great because it's pretty emotional.
Sometimes there's parts of that movie that I like a lot, and it's also nostalgic for me. But like, actually, yeah, it's just better.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Deeds is like okay. That's when I started to kind of fall off.
Waterboy's good.
Waterboy. Oh, yeah. I'm a retard. God damn. What's that dude's name? Dante or whatever.
Yeah.
He is so fucking funny in that movie. Anyways, so yeah. What were we watching? I'm sorry.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work. Norm Macdonald. Because he's in Billy Madison. That's why I asked.
Dude, you're going to love all the cameos.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for Movie of the Week, we're going to watch Expose.
Chris Farley gets his nose bit off by a Saigon whore.
That's right. Wow. By a Saigon whore. Does he say it too, just like that?
Yeah. He's like, that's the Saigon whore who bit my nose off.
Yeah. Wow, you remember
Pay
this.
The fiddler whore.
So when did you last watch this?
A day ago.
Okay.
A day ago.
Really? You already saw
I'm
it?
I'm going to watch it again.
Jesus.
I wanted you with me.
Okay. Well, if you didn't have
you.
The jokes.
I love you. That's why I do this.
He did half the jokes now.
No, and there's a million of them.
And I know you're going to give Dirty Work a great. You're just picking all the good ones. I get it now.
No.
All right, so,
haven't even breached the surface. I'm like Jaws.
Expose is,
Expose got Keanu.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. And it's something about like some dude gets touched by a supernatural force and he's trying to do something. I sent you the fucking.
I did, and I read it vaguely and I went, I'll give Paul whatever he wants.
I saw Supernatural and I saw 2016 Keanu and I was like, never heard of this movie. I was like, we should watch this.
Probably going to be a hot pile of nothing.
Yeah, this could be, but maybe it's rad as hell. He's, maybe it's the new Fallen.
Or
you don't know.
Or it's the new like Transcendence or fucking, you know,
Jupiter
Next
Ascending
or
Next.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah, no, is that Knowing?
There's two of them. Next is when he can see 3 seconds ahead. Knowing is when he like predicts the end of the world.
That's what a good guy.
Next, he's like, wait, is there a bullet coming? Now there's
bam. 3 seconds. Thank God. All right. Until next time. Go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.